Samochas Foyin. Yud Zayin Elul, Tuesday the 20th of September, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, how to pronounce the Shem Hashem. This week's Torah Way is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Arya ben Rav Moshe Bezalel Reich Zichron Levocha, whose yahrzeit is today, and who is the Zeder of the speaker. Stage fright.
The Gemara in Megillah Chavdalad on the base says the following. The Gemara says that Eimor Ridin if Ne'ateva Loi Anche Beis Shan Loi Anche Beis Chaifa, etc. Why? Certain people you cannot take as the chazan. Bimnei Shekorin La'alfin Ainin or La'ainin Alfin. They don't differentiate between the Ain and the Aleph. It's all the same, like as Ashkenazim. So says the Gemara, one cannot be the chazan if one doesn't differentiate between the Ain and the Aleph. So we're going to have to see, because I think there's people in the room that lead tefillahs, even of Yom Neroim. And the kasha is, we say Alfin Ainin. The Gemara carries on and says that Reb Chia told Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, that if you would be a Kohen, you wouldn't be able to duchen because you have a mum in your voice. So the father, Rebbe, right, this Reb Shimon's father, told him to say back to Reb Chia that you also have a problem. You can't be a chazan. Because when it comes to the posuk, when it comes to V'chikisi LaHashem, since you don't differentiate between the Chay and the Hes, it would be Chas V'Sholom as if it says V'chikisi. Right? Hungarians, I think, have that problem. Hungarians, which my grandfather was a Hungarian. So, Zakobonim. So, V'chikisi LaHashem would be Chas V'Sholom V'chikisi. And that would be a great problem. And if you can't be a chazan. So it was all square. Each one had their remark for the other. The kasha is, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Peihei Yom HaBeis, says that Eliyahu Hanavi used to come to the yeshiva of Rebbe. And one day he came late. So the Gemara discusses why he came late, and he said, because he was waking up, whatever it means, he was waking up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why didn't you wake them up all together? So the Gemara says, it would be too strong, the Rachamim, umaisilei Mashiach. They'd bring Mashiach. Be too strong, and it'd bring Mashiach. So ask the Gemara, is there anyone in this world that has Azelech HaKoichas, that the Tfilah should be Nishmas, like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Mamela can bring Mashiach. So he said, yes. Who? Reb Chia. Reb Chia and his sons. So Rebbe made a Tanis, and he called Reb Chia and his sons, and they started davening. They said, Ma'ash of a Ruach, Benoshva Ruach. The Ruach started to blow. Benoshva Zika. They said, Morid HaGeshem, the rain came. See, everything was listened to. It came to Mechaya Mesim, the world started to tremble. Because it would bring the Gola, it would bring Tchisa Mesim. And in the Shemaim they said, who has been Megala, my secret, taught the secret of how to bring Mashiach? And they found out it was Eliyahu HaNavi, and they gave him 60 fire lashes. And Eliyahu HaNavi had to go down and disturb them, and thereby he prevented them from bringing Mashiach. How Eliyahu Novi could get something wrong, and Mamele, Chas V'Shalom, get something wrong if he's a Malach, and Mamele gets 60 fire lashes, is Stamazoy an interesting debate. It's not for now. It's written up in a country called Mitarosish El Arachayim HaKadosh, I can't remember which Sedra, but another time, Mev Tashem, I can share with you that topic. But for now, we leave that on the side. Hakoponim, it says in this Gemara, that Rav Chiya was appointed by Rebbe to be a chazan. We just said in the Gemara Megillah, Chof Dalad on the base, and it was actually Rebbe over there as well. There's Rebbe over there as well. He was the father of the person that Rav Chiya told would be a Baal Mum. Rebbe over there says he would be possible as a chazan because it says Chikisi Lashem, and he would chas v'sholem say v'hikisi. How could he point him over here as a chazan? So Tosfos asked the question in Megillah, and he says, "V'yeshloima d'kshahoyim miskaven likros aches koyra oisa shape." If he would work hard and concentrate to bring out the ches correctly, he'd be able to. With difficulty, but he'd be able to. And therefore, as a one-off, he could take him to be a chazan. He knew it was a very important thing. They were going to bring Mashiach, etc. He could put in more effort and get it out correctly. But on a usual day, he wouldn't appoint him as a chazan. As a one-off, he'll tell him, try and pronounce the words properly. The Mepharshim actually say that if he got up to Ma'ase Ruach, he must have already said Mechaya Mesim the first time. Ato give Elohim Hashem Mechaya Mesim Atos Rav Lo Yishia. So why didn't the Tchis Mesim already happen? So one of the Mepharshim want to say that since it's not by the Baruch Ato Hashem, he wasn't so meductic and he went back to his usual self. And therefore he said Ma'ase Ruach. Oh, sorry, Mechaya Hamesim. Right, so it didn't work. But that's one of the explanations. But the simple explanation is it's not the ikamokum of the Mechaya Mesim. The ikamokum of the Mechaya Mesim is by Baruch Hashem Mechaya Mesim, and therefore until then it wouldn't work, and Eliyahu stopped them from getting to there. Okay, so Tosfos gives another answer in Baba Metzia and in Megillah, and that is that since there was no one else to take the job other than Rav Chiya, because only Rav Chiya could bring Mashiach, so he was the correct person, even though the Gemara says someone that says Alfin Einin shouldn't be a chazan, that's all if there's someone else in his place. But since the only person that could do this job in this case was Reb Chiya, he's the only one that Eliyahu HaNavi said could bring Mashiach with his tefillahs, Namela he had to be appointed and sort of be the evidence, it's okay. Ask the Yaivot in his Sefer Moiruk Tzia, in Simon Nun Gimel, he asked the following question. He says, I don't understand, how can we answer that since there's no one else better than him, he can be the chazan, and that would apply to anyone nowadays, that is Koira, Alfin, Einin, they can be the chazan, because no one else can do the job, before we come to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, how can he do it? The Maisa, he'll be Chas V'Sholem, he'll be Mechara from Megadav when he gets to Psukim, like V'Chikisi LaHashem, because Chas V'Sholem is say Hikisi. So according to one of the Pshatim and Tosfos, that if he concentrated and was careful, he would be able to say Vechikisi is understandable, that he'll be careful as the one-off when he's a chazan. But according to the other Pshat of Tosfos, that Hitaka can't say Chi Kisi, he can only say He Kisi. So how could he be the chazan even if he's the only person that's worthy to be the chazan? Nimtza Machara from Megadav. Says Yaivet, it's a big yisoid. Kibin the Ikka Umma Veloshen She'enem Ois Ches. Since there are nations that don't have the letter Ches, like our, as he calls them, Achenu B'nei Bris, Sheba Eretz Ashkenaz, that means the Goyim, in Eretz Ashkenaz, many of them can't say the Ches. Therefore, it's almost accepted in the language that a Hey and a Ches is one. And therefore, it's not called Mechara from Megadav, because understandable that there's such, it's accepted in the world that you can be saying a Ches with a Hey. And therefore, sort of, we understand that you come from Ashkenaz, and therefore you say the hey, and it doesn't mean Mechara from Megadav. So b'shas atchak, when there's no one else, we can be male such a person. Now, halacha l'maisa, I forgot to bring the Mishnah Berurah up, but we have enough svarim here, Baruch Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Nun Gimel, you shouldn't appoint someone that's koira la'alfin einin. That mixes up between aleph and an ayin. And besides that, we have problems with the sof and the samach is also the same, and other letters. The Mishnah Berurah also says, for instance, the sheen and the sin, right? So it reminds me of a good old Litvisha joke, that there was a Litvisha in the Polish army, and the general, they were shooting, and the general said, seize, So everything went quiet, and suddenly someone starts to shoot. Who was it? It was the Litvisher. So the general says to him, I said, cease. He said, Yodis, gesuch, cease of gesossen. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah says that would also be a psul. However, so Lamaisa, how do we have all our chazonim nowadays? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because if in that area everyone speaks like that, so first of all, it's not going to raise eyebrows, and second of all, sort of similar to the Yavet, and even more than the Yavet, if even the Yidden speak like that, then it's sort of become accepted, and there's nothing you can do about it. I did find that Reb Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, in his Tshuvas, he says that nowadays that we live in places like America, that's where he lived, and the language is more pronounced, not like in Russia and the place they used to live. So he says the teachers should learn from the Sfardim how to do the Aleph, the Ayin, the Samach, the Tof, etc., and teach to the children that way, because we now have the ability to make different pronunciations, unlike when we were in Europe. But we'll see, we'll discuss further what's to be done. We'll discuss. Now, the Yavetz finishes off, and he says, you know, after saying that we have some Chisroinus maybe in our language, in the Ashkenazi languages, in the Ashkenazi bitui, in the way we pronounce things, however, he finishes off that we have a Maila over the Sfardim when it comes to Shem Hashem, because there's something called a Komotz, right? And by the Sfardim, Patach and Komotz, Pashtus is all one and the same. And the Rabbeinu Bechai in Pashtus Vayera, who was Mehem, right? He was Manshei Sfardim. By the way, this is one side of the coin. There's two sides to the coin, and everyone, each Eder holds their right. So, I'm just sharing with you what the Yavetz and others say. The Yavetz says, in the name of Rabbeinu Bechai, that the Komotz has to be a different sound than the Patach. He says, although they're similar, Rabbeinu Bechai says, but the Komotz is Gvoya ve'elyoino, and the Patach isn't. And he says, that's why, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, that's why by Shem Hashem of Adnus, Adoy, and then you say, Noi. Why? Because it's a Shem Hashem, you put a Komotz there, because a Komotz, he says, means it stands alone. It's got Hashivas alone, whatever that means exactly, but Komotz means the word stands alone. Masha Enkein Patach means it's connected to other things. So he says, by my masters, or master, you say Adonai. But by Shem Hashem, you say Adoy, and then you say Noi. Right? Yes. So says the Yavet, and this is his Loshen. Yavet, his surname was Ashkenazi. Okay. So was the Arizal. But the Arizal was also probably Ashkenazi, Pashtus, although he davened with the Sfardim. So he says like this. He says, if it's all nigh, then it can be making Shem Hashem into Shem Choyl. So he says, this is a very sharp Loshen, this is the Yavetz. Al Kain, Somach Libi, V'oid Hashem B'chol Libi, Sha'osani Yehudi Ashkenazi Benivi. That means in my mouth, he made me an Ashkenazi. He was very happy. We'll see that there were other opinions, obviously. But that's what the Yavetz says. The Yavetz in Siddur also goes along that way. And he says that although the Ashkenazim have Chisroinus, like the Aleph Ayin, the Ches isn't the same as the Sofs and the Samachs, but for Shem Hashem, he holds the Ashkenazim have it right, and Memele, he's Moidel Hashem, that he was made an Ashkenazi in his mouth. Now, the Har Tzvi, or Frank, in Siman Dalet, Kelig Aleph Siman Dalet, he's asked the following Shaila. Al Eile Shabachu Lahem Amivta Hasfardi Daf. He's not talking about Asfardi, he's talking about Ashkenazi that wants to change to Sfardi Havora due to changes in world, whatever the word is, but due to the nation of, due to the state of Israel coming about, many people wanted to change to Sfardi Havara, like the way the language is spoken. So the Har Tzvi says, he brings Rabbeinu Bechai, and he says, Rabbeinu Bechai was of the Sfardim, and he says that they're not doing right when they say the Shem Adnus with a Patach. It should be with a Komotz. And therefore, says the Har Tzvi, Bevadai, if it's an Ashkenazi, he shouldn't change to do the Shem. The Sfardim, that's what they do. Okay, but you definitely shouldn't change to do Adnus with a patach. But vaday maharoi hoya limchos biyodom, on Ashkenazi wants to change his avora, befrat when it comes to the Shem Hashem. But he says, b'mokom sheish chashash, they won't listen, then Chazal tell us, mitzvah shlo eloi ma'adova she'ine nishma. That's what the Ha'atzvi says. The Minchas Yitzchok, in Chelek Gimel Simon Tes, he sent a letter to Reb Yisrael Brody, Reb Yisrael Brody, the chief rabbi. Yes. And he says that it seems that in the, maybe the United Synagogue at that time, they wanted to change to Havara Ivrit. Yes. Sfaradit. So he says, Hineni bezeh la'oyres koi terosoi, al dvar asher eze mischadshim, marishim, they're making a big noise, l'shanois ha'mifta ashkenazis ha'regila b'neinu. And they want to change the way the shuls do it. They want to do Miftah HaYisraelit Shenit Chadsha Ke'et. So he wants to share his Chavastas, his Psak. So he says a few points. He says, first of all, the Magen Avraham tells us that each Tfilah, there's 12 Sha'orim, and each Shevet has their way of davening this. Nusach Tzvaz, Nusach Ashkenaz, etc. Each one has their own Makoyer, and no one should change from the way they do it, because each one belongs to one of the Yud Beis Shvatim. And he brings from the Yavetz that Mivtah, the way you pronounce it, belongs in a chelik of the Tefillah. So if the Yerushalmi says you shouldn't change your Nusach because each one belongs to a certain Shah of the Nuschois, it means you also shouldn't change your Mivtah. And then he says, Bechlal, we have a Maila, because the Ashkenaz has a Maila, because they say a Komotz, and a Maila by Shem Hashem, Rabbeinu Bechai says, we come out better. So you shouldn't change to Nusach Svardi. And then he says, that by the way, if you do change, you're getting both Chesroinus. You're an Ashkenazi, so you don't say Aleph Ayin, and you're taking the Svardi Chesorim, of not saying the Komotz. So you're ending up with nothing. It's definitely worse. And so besides for that, he wants to know what's the reason they want to change it. Is it for something religious? Okay. If it's to promote a certain ideology, which not everyone has their own opinions, but not everyone has to take on, then we don't need to change the way it's been done for many years just to promote that you belong to a certain part of the camp. That do elsewhere, not in the shul. That's what he wants to say. Elsewhere, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem Zayin, he has a letter to Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, who was a brother-in-law of my great-grandfather after the war. So he writes to him that he's very happy that he's backed him up not to change the Nusach and the Mivtah and the Shuls. And he says that Rav Veltz brought an extra svara, and that is that you moitzi laz al rishonim. Why you moitzi laz al rishonim? Because the emes, as we said, there's other opinions. The svardim hold that they do it more correctly. And if you want to take a look, Rav Vadi Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Oimer Chelik Vov Tshuva Yud Aleph, where there he brings you pages and pages of reasons why yes to daven in nusach svardi, even for an Ashkenazi. So, there's many reasons, and he says, actually, for the Sfadim, he says that the Lashon of Rabbeinu Bechai is that the Komotz is similar to the Patach. And he says, if you're Ashkenazi, not so similar. So he says it means you do it like a Patach, but you just make an extra stress. He says, the Medakta Kimno, that there's a difference between the Patach of Shem Hashem, and the Komotz call it, of Shem Hashem, and the Patach of Choyl. Because it's, I asked someone, I mean, I can't tell you exactly, because I'm not Sfadi, but something like this. When it's my master, it's like we said, Adonai. But when it's Hashem Hashem, then it's like Noai, something like that. It's a bit thicker. So that's his way out. And he brings a lot of rise for it. But Al-Kaponim, it's a big machloikus, which Mivtah, but even without Shem Hashem, which Mivtah is more correct? And Maral, for instance, in Teferis Yisrael, Peret Samach Vav, holds that Ashkenazi way of saying things is far more superior to the Sfardi way, and other poets can say the opposite. So we held on to a certain line for many, many years. And now to change it, it's sort of to give in that we made a mistake and the other opinions were correct. Each Each mahalach should stick to its ways. Otherwise, you might see la'azal rishonim to say that they got it wrong. Rev Kook, in a few places, writes that you shouldn't change. Yeah, you shouldn't change to the mivta hasfadis. Yael, you're not allowed to change betzibur to the mivta hasfadis. And there were other Mizrahi leaders that held you should. So obviously they took to that. But Rev Kook said not to. Now, the Titz Eliezer brings the following tshuva, the following shaila. Chelek Zayin Simchof Ches. He brings that someone asked him, he's got a job in a hospital that he comes in to say Kiddush every Shabbos there. Kiddush and Advar Torah. And they all speak Miftah HaSfaradit, Miftah Israelit. So should he do the Kiddush for them in Miftah HaYisraelit? So says the Titz Eliezer, it's a big nidun, etc. He brings the raid. But he says, I have two makoras that at least for your job, you can do it. And you yourself can be yotze with it when you're doing it. Why? In Beis Ritvaz, it's in Simun Chof Zayin, from the Ritvaz, he writes, at the end of a long tshuva, to the Sfadi Godel, Agav, Derech Agav, he writes, that by the way, your way of Mivta is better than ours, because we've gone from Goyla Acha Goyla, and Mamela, we've lost our bearings. You have been in the same place for so long, your way is better. Secondly, he brings that the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, well-known Rav Nosson Adler, for 2 or 3 years had Reb Chaim Moidoi from Yerushalayim, Sfadi Godel, come to teach him Mivta HaSfardis, because he wanted to daven in Mivta HaSfardis. It's well-known he did that. Reb Nosson Adler. So, you see, Milonu, that's how they quote it, to show it, it's one person, but Milonu Godel, Reb Nosson Adler, they did this, if so, everyone should do this. Yeah? So, the Menches Yitzchok and others don't agree to this. First of all, the Ritvaz, he says, is a Pele, because you've got the Yaivetz, you've got the Maharal, you've got Rabbeinu Bechai, who's of the Sfad, who say the opposite, that the Ashkenazi way is stronger, at least Klape Shem Hashem. And the Yaivetz elsewhere in Siddur quotes the famous Chuvas HaRosh. The Rosh says that the Geza Ashkenaz Am Hayoidim Eskizom, they know where they come from, they always held on tight, very rigidly to their Minhogim and their Loiposka Yeshiva Mehem, the Rosh says. The Rosh, who was a Sfadi, he says that the Ashkenazi Mesorah is much stronger than the Sfadi Mesorah. Although, the Yaivetz brings that later this broke down, but at least at one point, the Ashkenazi Mesorah, the Rosh himself says, was stronger than the Sfadi Mesorah. There's a tshuva from the Shah Ephraim as well, who's the grandfather of the Yaivetz, who talks about Slichas, that one of the Sfadi Gedolim made a complaint that the Ashkenazi Slichas is so complicated, we don't understand the word of what we're saying, and the Sfadi one's so easy. So he says, first of all, Mestoma, there's Soidus in it, and therefore it's covered up. And second of all, because we live between Soirim, because we have a lot of Soros, so we have to wrap up the words, because a lot of them are simonim against our enemies. So, but he says, don't start with B'nai Ashkenaz, Ashalai Posko Yeshiva Mehem, V'roiv Minin Abinan HaTorah Yotza Mehem. So obviously on that will also be a machlokas, but that's what he says. So therefore the Menches Yitzchok won't accept what the Ritvaz says. As to the fact that Rav Nosson Adler did this, says the Menches Yitzchok, Rav Nosson Adler was a Chiddush, he was a Yochid. You can't learn from the Chasam Sofer himself in Shuvah, the Siman Tezvav brings that Rav Nosson Adler used to daven Nusach Sfadi. Right? When he talks about not changing from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfad, he brings that his Rebbe used to daven Nusach Ari or Nusach Sfadi, and he says only he did it, no one else followed, even in the Minyan. And therefore, you see the Chasam Sofer himself says don't follow. It's just for people of Merum HaMaila, they have their svaras why they want to do it. Now, it's not Be'etzim to be followed. I wanted to add that Be'etzim, since Rav Nosson Adler did daven Nusach Sfadi or Nusach Ari, so Memela he wanted to learn the Mivta HaIvri, because as we said, part of a Nusach is its Mivta. And Memela, he wanted to know the Mivta correctly to be able to do Nusach Ari, Nusach Sfadi. It could be, I don't know, but no one talks about it. When it came to the Shem Hashem, maybe he said it with the Komots. Maybe he said it with the Komots. No one quotes that bit. So I don't know. I forget the name of the Sefer. Oh, the Oz Nidbur and Chelek Gimel Memches from Reb Zilber, he says that And Ashkenaz, again, Sfadim obviously should stick to them and hug him, and there's many poskim that explain their way. But Ashkenazim, according to Rav Adi Yosef, would also be able to do the Sfadim minig. But according to most of the Ashkenazi poskim, except the Sri De'esh, Be'emes has a long tshuva about this and allows the Mivta Israelis, at least for bar mitzvahs, etc. But not for now. That needs another whole shir. But Al-Koponim, the Osnidbu says, someone that has become used to speaking in the Israeli way, so it's difficult for him to change to the nusach that Ashkenazim used to have. So he says, what's done is done, but Al-Koponim, by the Shem Hashem, he should get used to saying it the Ashkenazi way. He should go back and say it the Ashkenazi way. So, La Maskona, before we come to the final point, La Maskona, Asfadi, there's a debate what he should do, if he should do it like the Ashkenazim. There are Sfadim that do it like the Ashkenazim. Sfadim that went to the Litvish yeshivas or things like that, many of them do it with the Komets. The reason is the Stipler very much pushed for even Sfadim, because of the Rabbeinu Bachai, to do it with the Komets, to do Noi with the Komets. Rabbi Avadia says, no, you do it Nai, just there's a slightly different dogish, but if you don't do either, then Lechora there's a, if it's Nai, a plain Nai, then Lechora there is, I don't know, Mustamad the explanation for that as well. But the Taimanim do it like Ashkenazim. Yeah. They do it with the Komets. That's part of that diktuk. They do it with the Komets. And again, I just want to point out that there's two sides to the coin. I haven't gone so much into the Sfadi side of the coin. There's a Sri De'esh, there's others that are Mate. But even Rav Kook, who is the leader of many Mizrahi, or many of the Mizrahi Olim held in Tzibur, one shouldn't go to the Mivta Israelis Bechlal, even without nothing to do with Shem Hashem. And Shem Hashem, there's a much bigger Kepeda. Rav Ozna, in Chelek Ches Chuvachof, he brings a school, had a Shaila, how they should daven. Should they split into two, Ashkenaz and Sfadi, or should they all daven together as a girls' school? So he says it's better to daven together because it makes Pirud Alavavus. But he says, what nusach should you daven? So he says it goes on the Roiv. If there's Roiv Sfadim, you daven like the Sfadim. If it's Roiv Ashkenazim, daven like the Ashkenazim. But one thing, whatever nusach it is, he says the Shem Hashem you should do with the Komets. Shem Hashem you should do with the Komets. As the Stipler pushed for. He brings the Stipler's letter. That Akaponim, when there's Ashkenazim there as well, so the way it should be taught, since there's many opinions anyway that should be with the Komets, that's the way it should be. Now, to finish off, the Yavetz Siddur has the following question. In Rosh Hashanah, we have Simonim, right? We have many Simonim. And we say, Yirotzoi, Fonecho, Melefnei Avinu Shebashamayim, Shetikra Roya Gzadineinu, V'yikoru Lefonecho Zuchu Yoseinu. Now, we said the halacha is that someone that reads Alfin Einin, it's okay, because that's what we do nowadays. So, by an Ashkenazi minion, that would be okay for him to take the Omud, because it's accepted. It's not the best, but what can we do? However, Rosh Hashanah is Simon and Milsa. That's why we do all these Simonim, right? So we do everything, you know, because we want it sort of to be a Simon for the year. So this is his Lashon. Simon is something. Hilkoch yerog lemeichel breishat at the beginning of the year. All the things you meant to have. V'yoyim yirotzon shiurbutzku yaseinu, etc. Then he comes to Kro, and it says yikra gzadineinu, tear the decree. V'yikoru lefonecho zechu yaseinu. V'tomei ani, says the Ayavetz, I wonder, im yoyimru anshe beishan, that means us Ashkenazim, if we should say it. Comes out that when we say Yikra Gzadineinu, we're actually saying Yikro Gzadineinu, because the Ayin and the Aleph is pronounced the same, and Chas V'Sholom is saying that the Gzadin should be read. Therefore he says, Tomei Anif, we should say it Bechlal. Although one could argue that the Patach clearly indicates, Yikra, indicates that we mean an Ayin, but at the end of the day we don't stress the Ayin. So he says, it goes with the letters, and it's as if we said, Yikro Gzadineinu. Right? So he's Tomei Ani, if it should be said. If anyone has any more information as to this Yavetz Kasha, please let me know, because I haven't found anything yet. Yeah.
Asha Kohal.